Do I want to make a friendly bet?
Let's make a friendly bet about the Toronto Maple Leafs going farther than the New York Islanders.
Done.
How about we flip the switch?
No,
done.
How about the Leafs
shake my sweaty palms?
Oh, it's that disgusting.
And what are we betting?
Here, Liam, hang on, hand sanitizer.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's just wet.
We'll figure out the bet before puck drop on Saturday. How about that?
Fine.
All right.
Done.
That was Paul Bissonnette and Liam McHugh from the NHL on TNT. Liam McHugh betting that the Islanders would go further in the playoffs than the Maple Leafs. And I hate doing that. I'm doing dirty to my next guest. He's great on the NHL on TNT. And you must follow on Twitter as well. And he's joining us now. He's a busy man. The first round of the playoffs is insane. And here we are shaming him. Liam, I want to apologize. That was not at all my idea to run that sound.
Listen, I dug my own grave with this. You know, I don't blame you. I still feel okay about this. I feel it was a long night. Just stunned. I didn't know what to do after that Islanders collapse. And then, of course, I'm getting taunted online by Biz, who's celebrating. You know, but I would also say that Biz was celebrating the way the Canucks were celebrating back in, like, you know, 2011 after the first two games.
It's
not over. It's not over yet. You don't celebrate yet, my friend. We have not even gone back to Long Island. Let's see what happens.
Now, that bet wasn't done after the game, I'm assuming. I'm assuming that was done before game two between Carolina and the Islanders?
This bet was done prior to, right? This was the final night of the regular season.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that.
This was definitely, yes. And I felt a lot better about it. And I'd say, like, I felt pretty good after game one. I thought the Islanders looked good.
They did. They looked far better in their game one loss than the Maple Leafs looked in their game one loss to Boston. Let's just, you know, get – I wasn't going to spend too much time, but just the manner of that collapse. What happened with the Islanders? Just the five shots in the second and third period, the huge disadvantage in shot attempts. Like, it's one thing to lose, but statistically, that was so big, even ESPN.com has got a headline about that collapse.
Yeah. It's an all-time collapse, I think, is what you really have to look at. A team that actually has, like, a ton of history. Obviously, when I was very young, there was a lot of positive. Then there were a lot of years of negative history. And for a lot of Islander fans, I think, who are younger than me, and certainly those who are 30 or younger, like, this is going to be one of those losses that they will remember forever. It was that bad. I mean, you could also be confused as to why you were up 3-0 in the first place, because you probably didn't deserve to be. But to have, in the blink of an eye, go from, oh my God, it looks like we're not going to hang on, to, all right, we're going to overtime, to, oh wow, we're going back to Long Island 0-2. It is such a gut punch, and it is one of those things that I would say is normally almost impossible to get over. I think the good news is that you come home, you reset, and you can put a different goalie in. And I don't blame any of this on Varlamov, but at least it's a different vibe. You can bring Sorokin in, and when he is on, he is, in my opinion, one of the five best goalies in the world. And you just got to pray right now and cross your fingers and hope that Sorokin is, in fact, on when he returns.
And it's one of the things the Islanders have that really maybe only the Bruins, in terms of having a backup goalie as good as the starter. We'll talk a little bit about Leafs-Bruins, but I do want to go around the entire NHL, and I'm joined by Liam McHugh, NHL on TNT. What was your biggest takeaway from the Leafs 3-2 win last night? I'm assuming Austin Matthews, but I don't want to lead the witness.
No, you're right. It's one of those where, especially when later in the night McDavid is out there doing McDavid things and he's making the playoffs look, you know, crazy easy, like he's just gaming people out there, having fun. Yeah, I could score here, but I'll have an assist instead and I'll have five of them. Matthews looked like an MVP. Didn't just look like a guy who's uber talented and is an incredibly excellent goal scorer. He looked like an MVP, which is, you know, the decision-making was great. The 200-foot game was great. And then when you get your moment to make the move that he made at that speed, that pace, and, you know, make Ullmark look as bad as he did in that moment, it was MVP caliber stuff. And it the type of play that leads you to believe that when things have gone wrong or are going bad for this Leafs team, they now can turn to a guy and say, oh, my God, can you go win us a game? And I think that's one of the things that I really took away from that. And the fact that maybe these Leafs are just a little bit, you know, over the years, they won a series last year, maybe a little bit more mentally tough than they were in the past, getting a little bit older and turn the page on game one. So impressed really all the way around with what the Maple Leafs did.
Yeah, they hadn't beaten Boston all year. They're in Boston. There's no Nylander. The first goal is a dumb Jake McCabe penalty, and then they score on the power play. And then Pasternak scores with 8 seconds left, and yet Toronto was able to weather all of those mistakes and still win the game. I thought just from a mental fortitude standpoint, I thought that was most impressive.
And that's what Boston, you know, and I know Boston obviously had the round one exit last year that they will have to live with for a real long time after a record-setting season. But I think you think of Boston in those moments, you think of winning culture and the ability to bounce back or to back up plays. And you don't think of the Leafs that way, certainly not the modern Leafs. And that's what you got out of that game, where it felt like, all right, things are not going our way. We are not going to panic. We have a plan here, and it's going to work. And it did. And what's been amazing also is it's doing that with the Boston Bruins actually being good again on the power play, which they were awful entering the playoffs. That was a huge story for them. Now they're clicking on the power play, and you have a Leafs team that's still dealing with it, and dealing with it, as you mentioned, without Willie Nylander. And you take a player as talented, as gifted, and one who has produced the way Willie Nylander has this season off of almost any other team, and they're going to look lost out there for a little bit. And I have to give the Leafs a ton of credit, because not only are they without him and his gifts, they're just not used to being without him. You guys know this. I mean, the fact is he's an extraordinarily durable player. He is one of those guys you just rely on. He's going to be in the lineup, and that's just not the case.
Speaking of extraordinarily durable, let's talk about Mark Stone. The fact that he was second in ice time to Jack Eichel, scored a goal a minute and a half in, is the Mark Stone resurrection. Is that the number one thing we need to use for people that are anti-science? Because Mark Stone, to rise up like a phoenix, shows that the medical community and the scientific community, to heal that man, so he could play last night like a hero that he is. Is that an example why no one should deny science, seeing Mark Stone back?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could – let's find his doctor and give the Conn Smythe out already at this point. Yeah. Because Mark Stone, year after year, and it's the same story. I mean, it's amazing. It's like we did this whole thing leading into our playoffs where it was like, spring, you know everything's blooming and the sun is out and people are smiling, and then it's like boom, into playoff hockey. We should just add into that, and Mark Stone is healthy again magically. It'll drive people insane, obviously, that he's in this situation again, and that's the same player and it's the same team, and rightfully so. I mean, there's probably got to be a better way to deal with all this, but I'm not going to be one of those people who's going to sit there and judge anyone. When I hear lacerated spleen, it sounds pretty serious to me.
It doesn't sound like
he had a really terribly sprained, like a high ankle sprain, and we're not sure when it's going to be back. Look, it's healthy. This seems really serious, but it's Mark Stone, and it's Vegas, and it makes you think, like, here we go again. How do they keep doing this? And if you're Dallas, it's just amazing to sit there and think, hey, congratulations. You won the West in the regular season. You get the defending champs. And, oh, guess what? Yep, they're healthy. So enjoy that.
Yeah, like Vegas Golden Knights, maybe the greatest thing they've ever done. Second is they've done is won playoff rounds and Stanley Cups. They've been in the league for less than a decade. That's their second greatest achievement. The greatest achievement the Vegas Knights have ever done, I'm just thinking about this off the top of my head, is they turned someone with a ruptured spleen and they made it so that we don't feel as bad for this human being as we should. I feel horrible saying this. Any other human being has a ruptured spleen, I am giving my heart and soul to them. But because it's someone from Vegas and it's Mark Stone, I can't help it. I have a little bit of at least a raised eyebrow of doubt.
You're right. We should be sitting there and saying, like, what an unbelievable story that this guy's back. Instead,
I know.
Here, Mark Stone back from ruptured spleen, and people are rolling their eyes.
I know. I did as well as my jackass introduction to that question that I really only asked so I could be a jackass for 20 seconds. Liam, Colorado at Winnipeg. I feel this game is going to be when you're a kid and your parents get angry at you, and then for 2 days you eat your vegetables, you do your homework, and you clean your room. I feel tonight everyone is going to be so defensively responsible. We're going to get a 2-1 game tonight and not a 7-6 game that we saw in game one.
I hope not, because as a neutral observer, I want to see some fireworks again. Kind of hope so for Georgiev and for his confidence, because it has been a grind. If you look at the numbers over the past few months, I mean, nobody's had more 4 goals against games than Georgiev. He's really been battling it, struggling. They don't really have another legit option, in my opinion. He's going to have to figure it out. And I think you're right, though. I don't think it's him. I think it's the rest of the team. They have to just tighten up. They have to tighten up, play real, real, just staunch defense, responsible hockey. And, you know, maybe that's not the most exciting brand of hockey that anyone wants to see. But they just have to, because I think at this point you can't just ask the goalie to be better, because that's asking too much right now. You have to be better around him.
Last question with you, Liam, and appreciate you taking time. Lightning Panthers game two. I think this is the first time ever where Tampa is the decided underdog. They own Florida in the playoffs in 21. They swept them in 22. And it's such a role reversal in that state.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how this team responds, because one thing John Cooper does, and repeatedly, is John Cooper pushes the right buttons. He just knows what to do with the team. And I saw some pictures of the team. Instead of a morning skate, they were out on the beach throwing the football, which just feels like such a John Cooper move. It's like, hey, let's just completely mix this up. Let's do something different. And his guys respond to it. They really do. Now, what he needs, in my opinion, is he needs Andrei Vasilevsky to be Andrei Vasilevsky of like 4 years ago, which is, you know, asking a lot of a guy who's logged a lot of minutes, played a lot of games, and has had injuries, you know, since then. But if they get that, then I think they can even up this series. It was barely tight. It's going to be a tight checking game again. I just think what I like about this series is I think there's a real hatred. There's a real animosity. After every whistle, there's a potential for someone to face wash somebody and then someone else to lose their mind. So I look forward to this. Maybe that says something about me that I'm really juiced up to watch that sort of hockey. But I think I love when Cooper is pressed and his team is pressed, because he seems to know what to do to get them in the right mode. So I see tight again. Tense affair, and I don't know. I really do see a 1-1 series at the night, so we'll see. But Florida's vicious. They've been playing playoff hockey since October. They're ready for this. They play the same brand the entire year, so they don't have to flip the switch.
As I let you go, Liam, we're going to enter the trust tree now. It's just you and me, buddy, just having a conversation. No one can hear you. If you could if you could suddenly snap your finger and get out of that bet with Paul Bissonnette, would you end the bet now if you had an opportunity to?
Yeah, I think my wife phrased it well. She said, you know, when you're on like 3 hours of sleep and it's like 1:30 in the morning on TV, maybe that's not the time to enter in a bet, you know, especially one where you're going to get something permanently tattooed on your body. And that, you know, what am I going to do? She's operating at a totally different level than I am. She's much smarter than me. If she had been there in that moment, I'd be saved from it. I don't know. I tell you one thing. I'm just so happy that in the second period last night, I didn't start trash talking Biz, because I planned. I resisted the urge, and it was going to be public. I was going to put it on social media, and I was like, you know what? let's just not do that. And I'm that part, at least I have that. That's my saving grace now. And there's still a chance. The Boston Bruins, they can do me a favor. They can both go out the same round. So we'll see.
Well, yeah. Good for you, Liam, for showing restraint last night. It was a couple days too late. Liam, appreciate. Always a blast when you take time to join the show. Love the work on TNT. All the best.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.